Gunn of the International Secret Police. By the map that Quan Wu dropped, Speed, Clint, Barney, Bob, and some of the Hong Kong police locate the underground hangar of the Octopus. They arrive just before the planes take off, and the criminal orders his gunners to fire on the police from the planes. Fortunately, in the haste of the takeoff, only a few are wounded, and after the planes are out of sight, Clint and the others capture the small band of Octopus gangsters left in the hangar, leaving Speed with the wounded. Just as they are about to inspect the hangar within the hill, however, Clint and Barney see an Octopus sentry, who evidently escaped their notice, sneaking up behind Speed with a drawn gun.
We haven't a chance of reaching the kid, Clint.
Out of the way, Barney.
You got him!
In the arm, just where I wanted to get him. Now I won't be able to use that gun, and he'll still be able to answer some questions.
What's up, Barlow?
I just winged an Octopus sentry, Captain Dawes. He was sneaking up on Speed.
Look, the kid's bringing him in at the point of a gun.
How on earth did we ever miss him?
Probably was posted on the outskirts of the landing field. But why the attempted attack on Speed? He might have known he couldn't escape.
Oh, the guy's dumb, that's all, Clint. Anybody who works for the Octopus is dumb or he wouldn't be working for him.
Yeah, you're right there, Bonnie. Now, Captain Dawes, if you made certain of your prisoners, you'd better bring the wounded into the hangar.
I'm going to. We found a telephone and an ambulance is already on the way here.
Now, good. Meanwhile, I want to question this man that Speed is bringing in. He may be able to throw some light on the destination of the Octopus flight.
Look, here comes Bob, tearing along, too.
I look after the wounded now, Barlow. Call on me if you need any help.
Oh, thank you, Captain Dawes. Hi, Speed. Are you all right?
Yeah, Clint. I sure surprised when I heard your gun and looked up to see it pointing in my direction.
That was the sweetest shooting I've seen in a long time, kid. Quick and to the point. Another minute and that guy would have had you sure.
Yeah. Thanks, Clint.
Don't thank me, Speed. I should have known better than to leave you alone out there with the wounded. Now then, let's see what this man has to say for himself.
Oh, Chang not going to hurt, boy. Chang thought he was Octopus follower. Chang fled out police.
Don't give us that stuff or I'll knock your teeth down your throat. We saw you sneaking up behind the kid with your gun.
No. Chang, good boy. Chang hurt that.
I saw the whole thing, Clint. But I was too far away to help.
That was all right, Bob. Main thing now is to see if this man is willing to talk.
Say, I've located a small room right near here, Clint. Must have served as an office. Let's take him in there.
All right, good. Lead on then, Bob.
All right, right this way.
Yeah, and while we're going there, Chang, or whatever your name is, you might as well think up a whole list of correct answers, because we're sure going to ask you a lot of questions.
Will those wounded police be all right, Clint?
Yes, V. The Captain Dawes is looking after them now.
Here we are. Right through this door.
Come on, Chang. Step on it.
Chang, chop, chop.
Say, this must have been the Octopus's office, all right. Got a short wave set and everything in it.
Yeah, but no maps or papers, except that map of Asia on the wall, Speed. They made a clean sweep of anything that might give a hint as to their destination.
Well, you've searched this room already, Bob?
Well, hurriedly. As soon as I saw that the Octopus men were arrested, I happened to notice this door and wondered where it led.
You're doing all right, Bob. Sure don't waste any time.
Well, let's get to Chang now, huh?
Chang know nothing. Chang not Octopus follower. Chang poor Chinese farmer.
Who said anything about you being an Octopus gangster?
Oh, short time.
Gotcha that time.
But regardless of what we said, we know that you are. And expect you to cooperate with us to the fullest extent by telling us where your master is going.
Chang know nothing.
Let me at him a minute, Clint.
All right, go ahead.
Look, wise guy. You know what this is I'm holding up in front of you?
Oh, a fist.
Yeah, that's right, a fist. So you do know something after all. And I'll let you in on a little secret. Unless you tell us everything you know about the Octopus and where he's going, this fist is going to smack you right on the nose.
No.
Don't like it, huh? Ain't so brave when you haven't got a gun. All right, then, spill everything you know.
Me tell all I know? Not know much. Chang just out look here on hill, not know where Master is going.
Oh, you're going to start that again. All right, fella, if you want it that way. But there's four of us in here to one of you. And we'll last a lot longer than you, so you might as well come.
Master, do you think that any of the police survived the aerial attack?
No, Quan Wu. And if a few did, then the crew in the hangar could dispatch them easily.
But I was thinking...
What?
We did not stay to make sure of their destruction. If some of the police managed to survive both the machine gun fire and also the attack of the men in the hangar, would there be a risk of them learning of our destination?
Have you so little faith in me, Quan Wu?
It is not like a faith, Master. But there was so little time to remember such minor details.
I think of everything. Do not worry. Suppose some of the police did survive, even Barlow and Dunlap. And I know for a certainty that they cannot be alive. But if they should happen to learn where we are going, let them follow us. Tibet is a good battleground for me.
And an important base for your smuggling and other operations, Master. Would not the presence of the secret police greatly interfere with your activities?
It is plain to be seen that you know little of the country, Quan Wu.
You people do, Master.
And I am one of the few. Do not forget that. I could go anywhere in the world and know what sort of conditions I was up against. Political situation, the sort of protection I was to have. Remember, I have many powerful friends in high places. I shouldn't call them friends, for I know they fear and hate me. But because of the fear they bear me, they will do my bidding.
Yes, Master.
You seem doubtful, Wu. But just because we left Hong Kong is no sign that I have failed in any way. I believe that I accomplished as much as possible there, and that it was time to. Also, I rid myself of the one man who might have seriously interfered with my activities, Clint Barlow. And I destroyed him just when he thought he had me in his grasp.
Come on, now hurry up, Chang. Tell us what you know. We're not going to waste much more time in talking to you.
I think we've wasted too much already, Clint. Let's rough him up a little. You get on that side. Bob, get on this, and I'll work on his head.
What'll I do, Barney?
You just stand by and watch him, kid. Let us know when he's ready to talk.
All right.
What you do?
Just what I said, Chang. Got his right arm, Bob?
Yep. Yeah, and I'm ready on this side.
Fine. I'll be ready just as soon as I can find something heavy enough for a club.
No. Don't touch on me. Octopus touch me many times. Oh, mercy.
Will you talk then?
Oh, yes. Only don't hit me. Mercy. Oh,
and will you tell the truth?
Oh, yes. Chang tell all he know, tell everything.
All right, then. Start talking now. Where's the octopus going?
Poo.
What do you mean, poo? I'll smack you for that crap.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Barney. I happen to know what he means. Tibetans call their country Po instead of Tibet. Most people think the name Tibet came from two Tibetan words. I think it's Topo, meaning Upper Tibet.
Well, why don't he say what he means then, instead of talking foreign?
Always say Po.
Are you a Tibetan?
No. Live there for a while. I work for Octopus there.
What doing?
Come on, speak up or you get that club over your head.
Smuggle Chinese over Himalaya Mountains into India.
Smuggling, huh?
Anything else, Chang? Any other sort of operation?
Oh, not know.
What do you mean you not know?
Octopus just treat Chang like coolie. Was sort of business, but we who smuggle not know what.
Other business? Maybe that's what the octopus is using Miss Marsh's brother for, Clint.
Did you ever see any of the others involved in this business you know nothing about, Cheng?
Or see some.
Anybody by the name of Winfield?
Oh, not no name.
Now, that's how the octopus has gotten along as far as he has. He keeps all his activities separated, so if one is discovered, the workers know little or nothing about anything else.
But Cheng can tell us a lot more than he has. How many octopus gangsters are left in Hong Kong?
All here. In underground plane house.
Plane house?
He means hangar. Clint, do you think he's telling the truth?
I doubt it, Speed. The octopus would have some means of keeping in touch with Hong Kong. And he certainly wouldn't concentrate them all here in the hangar. He has spies throughout the city, all right, but we can't round them up right now. That job is for Captain Dawes and his men. We've got bigger game to hunt.
And we're really going to follow the octopus into Tibet?
Yes, and we've got a lot to do before we can take off. But first of all, we'll have to check on that plane that Ying told us about.
Has the International Secret Police a branch in Tibet?
No, but we'll establish one. We have so many stations in China that heretofore it was unnecessary to branch out into Tibet. With the octopus there, however, the whole situation has changed.
Yeah, but look, Clint. Tibet is a big place. Just where in Tibet is the octopus going first?
Oh, please. I'm not saying more. Octopus will bring revenge down on my head.
You tell us or you'll get a lot more than revenge down on your head. And a lot quicker.
Oh, boy. Tell us.
Come on. Let's have it then.
Oh, first octopus go to Yancheng Jengla.
Yancheng? What?
Wait a minute. I think I recognize that name. It's a big mountain range.
Gee, the octopus sure sticks close to mountains, don't he?
Yeah, but certainly he won't stay there. Probably lay over just long enough to make sure everything is safe and running smoothly at his real headquarters. Where are these mountains, Cheng?
In Southern Po, or Tibet, you call it. The mountains rise from the valley of the Tsangpo River near Tengri North, Sky Lake, on the fringe of Jiangtang.
Hey, what's he talking about?
Now, wait a minute. Can you translate the name of the mountain range in our tongue?
Oh, yes. Oh, bad place. Yen Cheng Tang La means the spirit of the expanse of great fear.
Spirit of the expanse of great fear. Golly.
Sounds like the happy hunting grounds to me.
Can you show us on a map exactly where the octopus will land in these mountains, Cheng?
Oh, yes, can do.
Then let's get a map of Tibet. The spirit of the expanse of great fear may be the end of the trail for the octopus. At least it will if we have anything to do with it.